The Talking Point with Kathy Mohlahlana, weekdays 9 a.m. till midday.
We continue the conversation on The Talking Point today. One of the things that I had wanted to mention, but I actually forgot about, today is a big day. It is the last day that the president is going to be taking questions in front of the National Assembly. And I'm looking at what is on those list of questions. It looks like a lot of political parties, or leaders rather, are going to be asking the president about energy. What is government's plan when it comes to turning the electricity situation around in the country? But also, what is this 131 billion rand agreement or loan or grants that have this agreement that was reached at COP26 between South Africa and a couple of other countries? So political parties really asking for parliamentarians, I should say, because that's really the process in the National Assembly. Parliamentarians tabling quite a number of questions, asking for clarity and details on that deal and what exactly it means for South Africa. So that session expected to get underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Well, let's get straight into our thinking point then for today. We're joined by Professor Mamogeti Pageng, who is the Vice Chancellor of the University of Cape Town. Professor Pageng, good morning to you and thank you for your time today.
Good morning, Kathy, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course, we're having this conversation off of the back of the number of announcements that UCT has made around appointments in leadership positions. Run us through quickly why these appointments are significant and who you've appointed to these positions.
So yesterday we're announcing the latest three critical appointments, and they are significant for different reasons. The first one and most important is the appointment of Professor Elelwane Ramugondo. We have appointed her as Deputy Vice Chancellor for Transformation, Student Affairs, and Social Responsiveness. Her appointment is critical and actually historic in the entire history of the university. It is the first time that the university is appointing someone to an executive position who studied at the university, a black person, not someone, a black African, South African person, who studied at UCT from undergraduate to PhD, established herself as a full professor in occupational therapy, internationally, and as a go-to person when it comes to transformation and decolonizing curriculum, and now she's been appointed as Deputy Vice Chancellor. She's been serving as the Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences in charge of postgraduate studies. It is historic because it is one thing for us to say we are driving transformation, we committed, but we can't even raise executives from our own university, from designated groups to join our ranks in the executive management. So this is it's hugely, hugely historic. The second one is the Executive Director of Finance, Vincent Mutolo. Vincent Mutolo is a CA. He is a chairperson of the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. He's the chair of the board. And he is the first black African, South African that we are appointing. In fact, just the first black African who's holding position of executive director. For the more than 100 years history of this university, we've never had that. And this is historic. And of course, we're not just getting a CA who's highly respected in corporate in that way. He also has served as an academic at UNISA and has won several academic awards for his teaching and quality assurance in teaching and learning. And so it's a very unique thing to have an executive director who has got experience of being a leader of in an audit firm, going to audit universities in South Africa, but they have also served as an academic, and now they are coming to us. So we are really, really fortunate. And then we've got the Dean of the Faculty of Commerce, Professor Suki Goodman. She's not the first woman dean, is the second. But Suki, of course, foregrounds our view that driving transformation is not just a job of the people. It's a job of everyone who's in the university. And we recognize colleagues from other racial and cultural groups and other countries who actually understand the vision of the university, buy into it, run with it, and they can champion transformation. And Professor Suki Goodman is not only a highly respected scholar in her area of study, which is management sciences, she's also a champion of transformation. In fact, she was the first winner, together with her department, the winner of the first Vice Chancellor's Transformation Award in 2019. So these are the latest appointments that we have made, and we felt that we should make the country aware, because we've made several appointments since I took office, several of them being groundbreaking. And I'll just mention one, KP and Pause. We had in 2020, we appointed the first Black African woman executive director, period, at UCT. Can you imagine that in the entire history of the university, the first Black African woman, and of course she is South African as well, but just African woman executive director the university has never had. And she leads a very important department, a department of research. And she's a scientist, Dr. Linda Mtwisha.
Sure.
She's a scientist and leads that. So we are very excited about this, and it indicates our journey, our transformation journey.
Professor Pakeng, what does transformation look like in the context of UCT? So when you see a day that you describe UCT as being transformed, practically, what would that look like?
It would look like this. Where, of course, we have a diversity of staff as a world-class university, where the culture of the university is changed. To an extent that the fact that your racial background is irrelevant whether you are coming up for a promotion, whether you are coming up for disciplinary, whether you are coming up for to apply to be a student at UCT. When that stops becoming an issue, then I would say we have transformed. I would like us, and I would know that we have transformed when I don't have to have Black people in committees, in spaces for transformation to be the conversation, that we can have, whether the room has got one Black person or whatever, we have people asking critical questions about the achievement gap, for example, between Black and white students. And the people who are asking don't have to be Black. We if you get into a room and you find that there's a concern, that's not driven and hammed on by a Black person, that says, why is it that this module, year in, year out, it is Black students who are failing it? When we get over that, that the conversation is not owned by one group, racial group, and not the other, I would say we have changed. If we get, if we can, our achievement gap stops being racialized and class bound, I would know that we have changed. When we see the professoriate, that I don't have to count them on my fingers and my toes, then when I don't have to count Black African, South African professors on my fingers, then I will know that we have transformed.
All right.
When race becomes irrelevant, then I would know that we have transformed. At the moment, what makes race relevant at UCT is because some parts of us, parts of our university, haven't transformed yet. We're still
Professor,
getting there. We're working hard at
yeah. it. Professor Pakeng, we'll continue the conversation in a moment. It's 9:30. Nomsa Mdluli standing by with the latest news headlines. Nomsa, good morning.
Kathy Mohlahlana on SAFM.
For our thinking point this morning, we're reflecting on transformation in higher education, specifically through some of the changes that have been effected at UCT. We're in conversation with the Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Mamogeti Pakeng. We'll continue our conversation in a moment. Of course, as always, I'll be taking your calls on 011-714-2006 on the WhatsApp line 0614 104107 and on Twitter it's at SFM Radio. The hashtag there, hashtag SFM Talking Point. So Professor Pakeng, let's talk then about the current challenges at UCT. What are the biggest barriers to transformation at your institution?
You know, the biggest barriers are, in terms of student success, is that when you have race and class coming together, they even when a student is highly gifted, they produce a tendency, or they can produce an environment where students find it hard to succeed. Firstly, because the culture is not, some of them coming from rural areas might find that the culture is not so welcoming. Some of them is the first time that they hear a foreign accent. Because we are a global university, it's important that we recruit talented people from elsewhere in the world. And so we want to have a situation where this barrier of students who've got a double whammy of disadvantage of class and race, that even when they're intellectually gifted, they don't come to UCT and then come out a failure. And that's the one of the biggest challenges that we are facing here. The other challenge is the challenge of extremism. It's a challenge to our transformation agenda. When we have two extreme views that are on opposite sides, one extreme view on your right saying any conversation about transformation is threatening me as a white male. It doesn't want me. It is saying to me, I must go. It says to me, it is racist. It makes me feel undervalued or not valued at all. That's extreme. Let's go back to where we used to be. Let's not talk about this altogether. And on the other hand, you have on the left a view that says, well, we must fire all these white people and only hire black African South Africans. Or even if they say we don't fire, the extreme view that says from now on you don't hire anybody, you only hire black African South Africans. I think those are extreme views, and I think those views are problematic for our agenda, because as a global university, it will be suicidal for us to decide that we should only hire black African South Africans. Any world-class university should pursue talented people, whoever they are and wherever they come from the world, because there are not many. Really talented people are very few in the world, and we've got to pursue them. But does that mean you don't employ South Africans? Of course you do. Of course we do, because when it comes to South Africa, it is not just about talent. It's about responsibility. It's about the fact that we have a responsibility to develop human capital for this country. And so when we take recently qualified chemical engineering doctorate from Khayelitsha, we hire them to be a lecturer. We are doing our responsibility as a country. When we recruit black people who are professors and they're South Africans, it's our responsibility to bring them here. But when we get talent and they come together with South Africans, we're saying with this level of diversity, we can produce world-class scholarship, because lived experience matter. But we cannot have a majority of people on campus being from outside the country, or the majority of people being the minority in our country. Lived experience matters, and so that this kind of diversity and the dominance of the majority of people in South Africa that represents the demographics of South Africa is important, because that's going to reflect in our student body.
Sure.
And we want our students to have a genuinely African experience.
Professor,
the other thing, by the way, that says we should not talk about people. It polarizes transformation. It assumes that transformation is the opposite of excellence. And we at UCT are saying transformation and excellence go together. And so when you say to us, never talk about transformation, otherwise you are undermining me, it's problematic. Actually, that's anti-South Africa. We are funded by the public purse, and therefore, we using South African tax money, we've got to respond to the challenges of our country, and transformation is one of them. There's no way we cannot talk about it or drive it.
Professor Pakeng, one of your professors, and this is a professor in philosophy, David Banata, has released a book just this last couple of weeks titled The Fall of the University of Cape Town. And basically, he's arguing that UCT is in a state of decline. Have you had an opportunity to read what the book says?
Let me first say, you know, UCT respects the fundamental principles of academic freedom and the right to express dissenting and controversial points of view. That's what Professor Benatar is doing. Secondly, Kathy, I will not be reading the book. I will not be reading the book. Why should I? I know Professor Benatar, and I know his gripes. All right? There is no need to read the book. Okay, so I will not be, I'm sorry that he's not going to get the purchase from me because it is not worth it, all right? Thirdly, let me say anyone who believes that UCT is in decline, then it means all the universities in this country and the continent are in decline because, Kathy, data shows we are the leading university in the continent, and we are in the top 150 universities in the world. Here's the thing. Numbers don't lie, right? If we are in decline, if he is in fact convinced that we are in decline, then he's saying all the universities, so nobody's doing that. So it's not just the fall of UCT. I guess it's the fall of higher education in the continent, because why are we top? And here's the thing. Not only are we not in decline, we are actually rising. Because this year, we lead in all the five world university rankings. All of them we lead. These are rankings that count not just the number of publications, but the influence of the publications in terms of the citations. It counts the number of doctorates we are producing and the number of academics who have doctorates. It counts our teaching, our lecturer-student ratio. It surveys people around the world about the quality of our graduates, and so it cannot lie. It's ever been, right? And then finally, let me say the other thing, Kathy, you making me forget this. So there's no way that we can be in decline if we are leading in this manner. The business school. Our business school fell off the rankings before Benatar thought he could write a book. And now we are in the top 50 business schools in the world, according to Financial Times rankings. And in Africa, we are the only business school that's in the Financial Times top 50. How can you call that decline? Come on, Kathy. I think Professor Benatar needs to be checked. Is he okay? But of course, there'll be people who believe him and people who want us to go back to 1974 or 1968. We're not going back there. We are on a path to create sustainable success for the university.
All right.
Professor Benatar has got his rights to express his views.
Professor Pakeng, we'll have to leave it there for this morning. We've completely run out of time for this conversation. Professor Mamogeti Pakeng, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Cape Town. So that's part of what she has to say then. I'll be taking your calls on 011-714-2006 on the WhatsApp line 0614-104-107.